Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
It's so much more than just a profile picture. At Catholic Singles, our platform offers you many opportunities to get to know the person behind the picture. Sign up today at CatholicSingles.com.
Good News Ministries of GNM.org. It's the Catholic place for growing your faith. Good News Ministries will provide you with faith-building reflections, virtual retreats, prayer resources, and lots more. All of it is free. Visit GNM.org today.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the John 330 podcast. This is your host, Jason Nunez, and welcome to episode 88. Right off the bat, I'm going to let you know this is going to be totally different than what you're used to hearing from us. But last Friday, you know, something big happened. And ever since then, I've been wanting to talk to someone. And I think I have found the right person to speak with about this. So without further ado, going to go ahead and introduce my guest, Mr. Brandon Morrell, aka The Symbol. You may remember him back from episode 63 of our podcast. When we spoke with him, we got to learn more about him, and we're going to bring him back on. He's a friend of the podcast. Brandon, how are you, sir?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Doing all right. Thanks for taking time out of your day and jumping on the phone with me here. I greatly, greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, no, thank you. I mean, anytime. Anytime, obviously, for you, but then anytime we have the opportunity to dialogue about faith and culture and so forth, I think this is a cool platform to be able to do that. So, yeah.
Indeed, indeed. And speaking about faith and culture, I'm going to say, last Friday, I think the world got a surprise. Because as of recording this, it's November 2nd, 2019. Last Friday, which would have been October 25th, Kanye West dropped his album, his much anticipated teased album. This album had been teased and it's going to be dropped this Friday. It's coming. It happened several times and that day would come nothing. And then it's out of the blue. Last Friday, there it is, his newest album. And to top it off, his album is called Jesus is King. That's amazing. I heard this album. I've been a fan of Kanye since he hit the mainstream. I'll be honest. I really fell off. I didn't hear any of the Yeezy stuff, any of the Yandy stuff. The last album I probably heard was 808 and Heartbreak. After that, I pretty much stopped kind of following him. And this album, Jesus is King, it has no cuss words, and every song is praising God.
Yeah.
This is a mainstream album that is released to the secular world. It's not something that is released to K-Love or to any other quote-unquote praise and worship, you know, radio FM station. This is released to the secular world for everyone to hear. Faith and culture, wow. You know, to have Jesus is King trending on Twitter, personally, I think that's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. And since last Friday, I've just wanted to talk to someone, kind of get someone else's thoughts. And then it dawned on me, why don't I just reach out to Brandon? Brandon is many things, but one of the things that you are is a Catholic hip-hop artist. And I just want to get your thoughts.
Yeah, no, so, I mean, I think one of the things that you hit right on the head, whether, you know, so we were talking about this off air a little bit. Yep. That I think there's some healthy skepticism from certain people.
Sure.
Right. Kanye's known for making drastic changes from year to year and being very just a loud voice you know, in many ways and many regards. And so for people to be skeptical about if he really has truly had the conversion, whether he's truly kind of going to represent Jesus in the proper light, I think that that's normal for people to have that reaction.
Yep.
I mean, scripturally speaking, the same thing happened literally to Paul.
Right.
When he converted, they were really skeptical. Like, hold on, hold up, aren't you that guy? And so I think part of that is normal. But I think two things. One, that, and no one can debate, if you are a follower of Jesus, the fact that people are speaking about it.
Yes.
The fact that people literally have to say those three words anytime they talk about the album, talk about Kanye, talk about the things that are trending on the internet. Like, whether they believe it or not, the fact that they have to say those words out loud,
yes,
or type them into their phone, I think that's a step in the right direction for the culture as a whole. And so, I mean, that's always, like, my first thing about it. Now, me, kind of, you were saying about being a Kanye fan. So, all right, so it's funny to me because, you know, when you're younger, you're not able to articulate certain things, but as you get older, you start realizing, like, oh, wait a minute, this has always kind of been there. And I remember, so I grew up in hip-hop culture, like, I say this all the time, like, my mom played Hot 97, taking me to school in the morning, like,
sure,
they bought me Jordans and Adidas shell toes, and I had, like, you know, ripped jeans and faded jeans, and drew graffiti art, like, was taught by my family how to do this stuff. Like, it wasn't something I learned in the street or something I thought was cool from TV, like, it's something I grew up with. But so, I mean, it was always around, but in middle school, when I started to kind of take myself home, so from New York City, and for people who don't know, so I went to school in Harlem, lived in the Bronx, and just the way everything is over here, public transportation and so forth, I got my school Metro card and would take the train home. And so there was basically, you know, you stop at the corner store, get something to eat, whatever the case is, and I remember there was just like people selling stuff, guys selling certain CDs and so forth. And the very first two albums that I bought with my own money just on my way home one day, I want to say it was the seventh grade, was literally Kanye's first album, College Dropout.
Wow.
And Nas's Godson album, which is ironic when I look back on that entire thing. And it's not till recent years that I've listened back to those, I realized how much that like shaped and molded me, you know, as a person, you know, even just outlooks, perspectives on life and so forth. And so seeing something like Kanye coming full circle here, you know, hopefully, you know, it's something that endures. And one of my prayers that I've been telling everybody is I just pray the right people get into circle, you know, like,
yes,
that is literally like, even for myself, there's times, you know, trying to be a faithful Catholic, someone who works in the church and so forth. Like, if I didn't have the right people in my circle, some good friends, brothers, mentors, my spiritual director, you know, like those people in my circle, I would have easily fallen or kind of strayed away. And so I just hope that, you know, the right people are there to walk with him in this whole thing. But yeah, it's cool to see now from that. And you were even saying 808s and Heartbreak. To me, Kanye's first three albums were classics for me, especially kind of growing up in the culture. They really pushed the culture forward. So in the nowadays where everything is like auto-tune and because of people like Drake, people sing on songs, but it was very black and white. Like, you know, there was this kind of like a masculinity complex, you know, where, you know, you had to rap, you had to make sure some bass in your voice, you know, you got to make sure that there's this level of aggression and like those type of things. And so R&B singing, speaking about your feelings, like those things were not okay. Actually, the first person to really push that, I mean, even showing up in things like a polo shirt, you know, instead of like baggy jeans, tee, hoodie, like Tim's,
right, tank top,
was Kanye.
Right, exactly.
Kanye. And so like that in itself kind of broadened, I think, hip-hop culture to a lot of places. I would argue that a lot of people today wouldn't be there had he not pushed those things in that direction from back then. And so, you know, and that's been the biggest conversation about this entire thing is culture as a whole. You know, not only hip-hop culture, but youth culture, global culture, internet culture, and just the way people are dialoguing. So, yeah, the album's cool and all of that, you know, in all those regards, connecting to that stuff.
It is. It is. And I definitely want to point our listeners, one, to your social media, just because within the past couple of days, you've released a YouTube video kind of talking more about the album, and it's really, you know, someone who's a Catholic is going to eat that up, because you're bringing up church letters, you're bringing up scripture, and kind of correlating it to what's occurring here as far as within the culture itself, this album being released. And the second video that you released was kind of your own freestyle over one of Kanye's song, which I think is just fantastic. So definitely, I want to point people to your social media, so that way, not only can they hear your freestyle, but they can also see that video that you created, because I think there's definitely a lot of great points in there.
So the thing with, like, and I didn't touch on this in the video, uh-huh, specifically because a lot of people who follow me are in between, right?
Sure.
So I'm Catholic. I didn't grow up in church, you know, like,
right,
a lot of the friends that I went to high school, I even went to Catholic school for high school for a period of time, like, you know, for my freshman through junior year. And so literally even like my best friend, like they all went there, but none of them are practicing Catholic. So like, I always find myself between different worlds, kind of trying to draw connections, right?
Gotcha.
But one of the things that I know in the Catholic world that's been trending the past couple of weeks is, this whole thing that's going on, you know, with the Pope and the bishops and how they're meeting,
right,
trying to figure out with this synod,
yes,
how they're going to engage this culture. And there's been a lot of controversy on what's proper and what's not proper liturgically, so on and so forth. Right.
Yes.
Now the debates about it, you know, there's a lot there. Like, we could spend hours looking at that kind of stuff, but at the core of it is, okay, we want to engage these people. You know, we want to bring them to the table with our church, with our universal family, obviously to the family of God, to Jesus himself, to the sacraments. But, okay, we want to find ways to meet with them on their level. Like, that's really the purpose of that whole thing, you know?
Yes.
Now, whether they're handling that correctly or not, like, I don't know. I have some skepticisms. I have some things about a bunch of things, right, about that stuff. But even that's the dialogue that's been happening with that, but across the board. You know, statistically speaking, like, here in America, 40 to 60% of teens, kids, after confirmation are gone from the church. They receive the sacrament of confirmation and they're gone immediately. Why is that? Because for some reason, we're not connected to their world. You know, like, Jesus is not a part of their daily thought process, not a part of their families and their traditions in so many ways. And so culture as a whole, globally, in all these ways, needs to find ways to be re-engaged. And so what I was doing in that video, because I have a lot of people who have contacted me, friends that I've known for years, again, who are not churchgoers at all. You know, some may be of some other, like, you know, religious background, denomination, and so forth. Some just kind of living sort of secular lives as a whole, classified as nuns, you know, like they don't really subscribe to any religion in particular. But they all have contacted me asking questions, you know, over this past week. And so that's been the thing. And I made the video just kind of response to all of that stuff, you know?
Gotcha. And that's not N-U-N-S, nuns. That's N-O-N-E. Yes, nuns. Yes. Just to clarify for listeners, they hear nuns, but the brain may go to the N-U-N-S. We just want to clarify that. So, Andy.
Yeah, not the ladies with religious habits.
Right. Indeed.
Consecrated themselves to Jesus. No, talking about people who don't affiliate, they none, no religion.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So kind of back to the album here, you know, some of these lyrics, like, you know, people can feel how they feel about Kanye, but some of these lyrics are, it's weird, because the first time I heard the album, and mind you, the album is, the runtime from start to finish is, it's under half an hour, you know, for the album.
It's about 30 minutes,
it's like 24, 27 minutes long. But when I hear it from start to finish, you know, I feel like it's 10, because song after song, these lyrics are hitting me, and you know, these are things that I'm hearing, and that, you know, when I'm reading, or when I'm doing something in regards to my faith, I'm hearing stuff like praise the Lord. I'm hearing stuff like my light in the darkness. I'm reading, you know, other words that I'm hearing in these songs, and it's almost like the time is in a vacuum, and this album goes by so quick for me. And I can only feel it's because I'm thoroughly enjoying the words that are being said, which for me, that's what I focus on. In the recent past, you know, it's been reported like on Church Pop and on other websites that Kanye, Kim Kardashian, the whole family, they've been baptized. You know, they're kind of changing their ways. Kanye doesn't want Kim to dress the way she used to anymore, and you know, all that other stuff. He said in a recent interview where he was answering a question, and he said, okay, I'm still a something to the effect of, you know, I'm not claiming to be a theologian. I'm a convert, so I'm still learning.
Yeah, he says, I'm not a theologian. I'm a recent convert.
Right.
I thought that was powerful. Yeah,
for me, as someone who helps with RCIA, you know, for the past 5 years now, to hear him say that, is like, man, he it's, you know, I'm hearing all the right stuff from him. Jimmy Kimmel asked him just flat out, are you a Christian rapper now? And Kanye said, I'm a Christian everything.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Like mind blowing stuff to me, where he's someone has been geared towards, you know, fashion, and his shoes are thousands of dollars, and I wouldn't even fathom buying a pair of those. But now they got like holy water in them, apparently. For him to just say, I'm Christian everything, he's not focusing on one thing. I do like what you say at the end of your YouTube video, though, to where we still kind of need to pray for him, because there's still that pride, which he's human.
Oh yeah.
Everyone has that.
Yeah, but I mean,
pride,
we all have pride.
Everyone does.
So for example, like I mean, so one of the things that I think has been woven throughout Kanye's career is he's been known for being kind of narcissistic and so forth.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But we're all pride. I mean, so original sin, pride that led to disobedience, right?
Yes.
Period. So like we all have that pride in one sense or another. I mean, literally, I meet with my spiritual director every week. One of the things that we talk about is this thing called dominant defect, right? And so it's this thing that is a tendency that you have that it just seems to come up in different ways. For different people, it could be anger, it could be impatience. But at the root of all of these different things is pride, you know? And so, like, this is not to, like, completely criticize them there. But there are some little hints of it that come up throughout, you know? And that's kind of concerning. But that's why I said the thing about, like, I hope the right people are in his circle.
Yes.
Because then, you know, that humility and things like that will come, and it'll help him grow in his faith. And he says specifically in that quote, he says, not only that I'm a convert, I'm a recent convert. And,
right.
And if I know myself, like, when I had that quote-unquote Jesus moment, you know, I'm one of those kids that was quote-unquote culturally Catholic, you know, coming from a somewhat Hispanic, Latino background, going to church, receiving sacraments was just something you do. You know, it wasn't so much woven into our lifestyle, but it was sort of like a rite of passage during certain periods of your life, right? But it wasn't until I was older that I really had that, oh, wait a minute, this is really what happened. Oh, and I remember even being like being mad that I was baptized as a baby. Honestly, like, this is just a personal thing, right? Like, I was mad. I wanted to make that decision for myself.
Right.
You know? I even wanted to go back and get confirmed, because when I got confirmed, it was in middle school and I didn't really understand what was going on, you know?
Sure.
And then I wanted to share Jesus and I wanted to connect with people. And I know I said a bunch of things that probably were theologically incorrect. You know, I probably did some things that were wrong because I wasn't trained further. And so you'll see some of that stuff. But one of the things about this album and about all these interviews and everything is it's boldly Christian.
Right.
Like, it's not subtle. It's not like, you know, just like I'm a good person and, hints of Jesus here and there. Like, no, like, it's in your face, Jesus. Like, I even saw in one of the interviews, he said something. I think this is the one with Big Boy. He said something along the line of, like, not just God, but particularly Jesus. Like, he was saying, I want people to experience God. And he was like, not just God, like, in, okay, God. In any kind of way, like, no, Jesus. I want people to realize Jesus is God. And I was like, man, like, hold up.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And so for that to be in a public space, public platform, that is huge. He's even spoken out on abortion. He's spoken out against pornography.
Yes.
Like, and he's really honest in that. And I can even say this too. It's another thing that I personally relate to. Just like being exposed to things like pornography as a kid and how much that alters your way of thinking. And how, like, it's something you have to battle with continuously. You know, like, he's really open about some of those things. If you guys look into some of that stuff. So that's been cool. That's been cool. That's like being to the forefront, being brought to the forefront for people.
I also think
usually that stuff is like praised. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That
right.
stuff is like held up, not put down. So
indeed. Yeah. Indeed. I also think that by him kind of sharing his own experience from childhood, when he shared that he was first exposed to pornography by his father leaving out a magazine out in the open. I think that also kind of speaks to parents and especially fathers, because it's like, whoa, you know, I could potentially be doing some damage to my child. You know, I think it's kind of eye opening on other levels, which I think is great. You know, overall, you know, the way I feel the, in my simple mind, what I feel is that he's sparking dialogue. He's sparking Google searches for Jesus is King.
Mm-hmm.
There, I can't find anything wrong with this. I can't.
Yeah, at least not surface level, not yet. I mean, time will obviously tell.
Indeed, time. You know, time definitely will tell. Who knows? It could be something that's for publicity. You know, maybe he's trying to start, you know, his own, you know, break off into like his own kind of, you know, faith towards tax exempt. Who knows? Who knows what the long play is for him? I hope and pray it is salvation and that he is on this path. That's really what I hope and pray for him, for his family.
I was having a conversation with a good friend of mine, Edwin. You know, it's funny. So, like, we literally from the same parish, and we were a part of the religious education program. We kind of started the youth ministry at this parish. And then he grew, and he's been doing, like, photography and video, film stuff. Like, if anybody looks at my stuff, you'll see Earthly Links connected. And so, like, we connect. Anybody watching me, like, my Instagram stories, like, that's like my brother. You know, we don't agree on everything all the time just because our background's a little different.
Sure.
You know, but it's good. It's the iron type of iron sharpens iron kind of relationship, you
right,
know?
Right,
right. We push each other to grow. And, we were coming from the gym. Man, this was like last Saturday, I think, or Sunday, something like that. Like after that, no, it was Saturday, literally the day after it dropped. And so we came and we were sitting in the car kind of dialoguing about everything. And one of the prayers that we were saying, like, man, you know how powerful it would be? Okay, God, if God's really working on Kanye's heart, right?
Right.
And then he's working on that family. And it's been cool even in interviews how much she's referenced his daughter and her love of what's going on with them in church and so forth. But if Kim Kardashian West has a relational experience, you know what I'm saying? It's like she literally goes through a conversion experience. Like, how powerful would that be for the culture? Like, how, and I know that there are a lot of people who will criticize her.
Right.
You know, and so one of my prayers is for her. You know, like, she literally is, if we want to say anything, I mean, she probably is the sex symbol of our time.
Right.
You know,
right.
If she can experience Jesus, like, she could possibly be a modern day, you know, Mary Magdalene or someone along those lines. You know what I'm saying?
Like, right.
And I mean, I could see it happening. I mean, as a mother also, like, you know, and seeing that interaction with her daughter and so on and so forth. And so, man, I pray for that. I mean, I know that's going to help Kanye's walk. You know, in my life, my wife's faith has helped me there's times where I'm feeling weak, and like the fact that she like is standing with Jesus has helped me. And so that's another part of like the right people being in the circle, you know?
Indeed. I've had similar kind of experiences with me and my faith, and my wife being there and, you know, drawing strength from her being so strong, you know, same kind of situation. So it's, you know, we can definitely pray for them and, you know, pray and hope that they are on that right path.
As a father, there's a couple of lines. You were referencing some of the lyrics. I mean, so as a rapper, like, it's not the most lyrical. It's not the most, like, creatively clever. I mean, there's a few lines here and there, you know, but what it is it's very authentically real, and I appreciate it that way.
Yes.
But there's like lines that as a father that like I like back up off my family, move your hand. Like you think literally like as a father, like, yeah, like I agree with that. Like yep. You know? Obviously not to the extent of some kind of like violence or anything like that, but like no, as a father you want to protect your family and you want to provide these certain things for them. And like you see that stuff shining through in it as well.
Indeed. You mentioned talking about those lyrics. For me, I just kind of want to reference. For me, the song, the entire album, like I mentioned, it goes quick for me. I enjoy it, but the song that grabs me is "God Is." That's my favorite song on the album. Mm. And when I hear the words, and I hear him saying, "Listen to the words I'm saying. Jesus saved me. Now I'm sane." Because for the longest time, what would we hear? Kanye's crazy. He's totally flipped out. He's gone off the deep end. You know, he bleached his hair. His mom died. All the stuff. You know, just, you know, crazy stuff, right? And then, you know, that song, number one, he sings it. So it's almost like he's a kid with like childlike faith. He's singing. He's not really, you know, there's a part at the end when he gets into like a flow, but he's singing this song. And the end of that song for me is just such a crescendo when he's just on a roll, you know, saying, "This is a mission, not a show. This is my eternal soul. This is my kids. This is a crib. This is my wife. This is my life. This is my God-given right. Thank you, Jesus. Won the fight." Like those words, you know, it just grabs me. This album just brings a smile to my face, just quite honestly.
Yeah, and it's interesting. So like, okay, so for people who don't come from a hip hop background, right? So I've had conversations with certain people that, in the really like hardcore hip hop kind of world, it's not an album that has a lot of like heavy drums, heavy bass.
Right.
You know, it's not an album that, you know, is head knocking, you know, or anything like that. It's really artsy. Like it's, you know, obviously he has the things with like the gospel choirs. He has organs on there. He has things that sound sort of like that electronic EDM kind of crossover to hip hop thing. You know, it's a mixture of different sounds that you would probably find in different genres of music. And so for me, I find that kind of powerful because what's happening is, again, in this culture conversation, it's drawing connections between all these different worlds, or, you know, even the genres of music or our styles of dress or styles of speech or where we come from, where like those things usually divide us, you know. But I think that what's cool about this thing is it's drawing the bridges to find connections and common ground, you know. And so for like the quote unquote hardcore hip hop person, they're not somebody who is like head knocking to it. So I just want to caution, because there's some, I've seen this from some Catholics, they're like holding it up like, "Oh yeah, this is it finally." And so if you go to a kid that all they listen to is trap music with, you know, 808s and, you know, everything has auto tune on it and so forth, probably isn't the album for them. Like,
sure,
you can use it as a point platform for discussion, but simply playing the music probably isn't the thing for them. Now, there's a lot of other good Christian hip hop artists that you probably could use and connect to. And so that's a whole nother thing, you know. And it's also like, I find it's more of a millennial, like that young adult.
Gotcha.
Like it's going to speak to them.
Right.
Like I've played it literally in youth group to kind of get their opinion, and it wasn't for them. I teach in the Catholic school that's right by our parish once a week to the seventh graders. And I was having dialogue with them. The music isn't for them either. It's for the millennial, you know, which ironically speaking, like when we talk about those nuns, the N-O-N-E's,
yep.
They're the ones who walked away from the church and this is a place for them, you know, and most of them kind of like myself have grown up with Kanye, you know, Kanye yep. career has been the past 15 years. And so, yeah. You know, that I think it's a good young adult conversation starter, so to speak.
Indeed it is. Indeed it is. Where can people find you? For anyone listening that's curious, you know, if they want to watch the videos that I've referenced or maybe want to hear some of your music, you know, where can our listeners find you?
Yeah, so... you can go literally directly to the website. It's bethesymbol.com. So yep. BETHESYMBOL.com, bethesymbol.com. And then on social media, everything, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I am more of an Instagram user, but I literally am on every other platform. It's the same name, Be The Symbol.
Awesome.
I don't have TikTok yet. Teens have been trying to get me to make a TikTok, and I probably will. but, yeah.
gotcha. We can also find your music on Spotify as well.
Spotify, Apple yep. Music, yep. All of that stuff is there. But like I mean, I think it's probably easier for a lot of people. Look at the website, look at the social media, and you'll be linked from there to, you know, music and so forth.
Gotcha.
It'd be easier to connect that way, so.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Well, hey, Brendan, I want to thank you for taking time out of your Saturday on today. All, I'm going to get this wrong. I was in Mass yesterday, and yesterday was All Souls Day, All Saints Day.
Yeah, today's All Souls
Day. All
yeah.
Souls Day is today.
Which is ironic.
Yes.
It yeah, is. We're having this conversation. Yeah.
Right? Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yes. So, I definitely want to thank you for taking time out of your day to share some thoughts about what's happening in culture now and about the album. And we're going to go ahead and wrap up this episode here with our freestyle. You did a freestyle on Follow God, which is an album on Jesus is King. But this is you freestyling on top of that song. So we're going to go ahead and wrap up this episode with that to play us out. Everyone for listening, thanks so much for doing so. And we're going to try to kind of keep this going here every Friday, brand new episode. And I got more things to come. I got a new project coming up that I'm excited to share with you, which will come out soon. So look for something new from the John 330 podcast. In John 330, we do find he must increase, I must decrease. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. Have a good rest of your day. God bless you all.
Always was, always will be. Nah, I ain't grow up in church, but he healed me. Used to be sucia, so dirty, filthy. Then he fabulosoed my soul on Sunday. Such service, gotta tip the waitress. Virgen Maria, got us out the matrix. Holy Spirit, fill us up, just gotta say yes. In this world, not of it like we got a spaceship. Receive salvation, not just medication. They don't believe in Christ, cause we is representation. Time that we change it, back to the basics. No more breaking up the body like amputations. You know it's crazy, they be celebrating birthdays, following the stars' calculations. A zodiac is whack, I'm not having that, cause I'm past my habitat. Plastic wrap, that's all fake. Vision so impaired, let me get some bifocals and let you hold a pair. No car game, but I declare war on this culture for everyone with open ears. Some trying to ride the Kanye wave, we don't compare. I've been doing this for years, no joking here. You culture vultures taking selfies on Joker stairs. We have bodegas across the street, let's keep it clear. Bacon, egg, and cheese, salt, pepper, ketchup. Running my pace in this race, ain't playing catch up. Y'all playing with pocket monsters and trying to catch them. I call on St. Michael knowing that he slays them. Nah, I ain't a slave to the culture, but hip-hop has been my only culture. It's cool if you like it, but don't be a poser, cause when LeBron James dunk on you, get posted. In the most Christian way, St. Paul called people out, but he kept the faith. St. Nicholas actually punched someone in the face, so his walk ain't soft, dog. Let's keep it straight.
Jesus is king, and his kingdom I'm defending. Just cause it's done in love don't mean you won't be offended. And that's period with the T cross to the sentence. That changed my life sentence. Christ-like, trying to be Christ-like. If you keep it real, they say you ain't Christ-like. But they're so Christ-like, same time like Mike. MVP on the team, sneak a deal, price right. Attract they eyesight, in the spirit kite flight. Help them grow in they soul till they get their life right. We might fight, but I ain't doing this for the gram. Hashtag no filter, no glam. I'm doing this for the truth. Take a stand. I want the fatherhood of God, not just the brotherhood of man. Man.
I'm Father Dwight Longenecker. I hope you've enjoyed listening to some of my podcasts here at Breadbox Media. But today I'm speaking to you about a different opportunity. In September 2020, I'll be leading a fantastic pilgrimage cruise from Rome to the Holy Land, and then on the way back, stopping at the cities of St. Paul, Ephesus, Athens, Corinth, and more. While we're at sea, I'll be lecturing on the Gospels, history or mystery. When we're on land, I'll invite you to join me as we visit all of the holy sites, celebrating Mass, worshiping together, and having a wonderful time of fellowship. If you'd like to know more about this pilgrimage cruise, go to my website, dwightlongenecker.com. Go to the right sidebar, and you'll see a picture there, which invites you to get more information. Go to my website, dwightlongenecker.com, right sidebar, click on the picture of the cruise ship, and you'll get all the information you need. Alternatively, you can call the company that's organizing the tour at 800-247-0017. 800-247-0017. Ask for Father Longenecker's Cruise to the Holy Land. Thanks for listening.
Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at KaneFord.com.